Hello and welcome to Godly Pearls. The title of today's episode is Stand in Victory. It was bedtime and everywhere was quiet. Sophia needed another cup of tea before she could settle down for the night. She went to the kitchen to get some boiling water from the hot water urn to make herself a cup of tea. Just then she heard the light footsteps of her husband, Luke, moving quietly towards her. She knew he was up to another prank that night, so she braced herself. As soon as he got close and was about to tickle her, she turned to face him and shouted, "Got you." Sometimes the devil tries to scare us. But we know he is a joke. Jesus already conquered him on the cross of Calvary. We have been given victory over the devil. However, this victory belongs to only those who have accepted the free gift of salvation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life, John 3 verse 16. The devil will still try to make us afraid and would want to destroy us notwithstanding, that's his nature. The thief does not come except to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly, John 10 verse 10. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, 1 Peter 5 verse 8. God has promised to fight for us, to put him under our feet. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly, Romans 16 verse 20. We have been equipped with all the resources we need to stand in victory. We have been given the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, Ephesians 6 verses 11 to 18. You might notice there's no armor for your back, no retreat, no surrender, no turning your back on the devil. Thank you for listening. We hope you were blessed. Until next time, God bless you.